Kamala Harris's attorney brother-in-law, who defended convicted terrorist, joins her campaign. By Amy Furr on August 3, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris, D, has added her brother-in-law Tony West, who defended a convicted terrorist, to her campaign as an advisor. West is also a former Obama Justice Department attorney, the Washington Free Beacon reported on Friday. The Free Beacon noted. West in 2002 signed on to defend American Taliban John Walker Lind, who was captured in Afghanistan 1 year earlier and subsequently indicted for providing services to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and for conspiring to murder Americans. During the trial, West, then an attorney of the San Francisco law firm Morrison & Foerster, which was known for defending enemy combatants detained by the United States, dismissed claims that Lind was a terrorist. "He is not a terrorist," West said of Lind during a 2002 Washington Post interview. "He did not go to Afghanistan to kill Americans." Lind, who also goes by Suleiman al-Faris and Abu Suleiman al-Arulandi, was later sentenced to 20 years in prison. He has refused to renounce his Islamic extremist ideologies. In May 2019, Lind wrote letters to reporters and authors praising Afghan Taliban jihad and the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, which prompted recipients to label him unrepentant after his release into American communities, according to Breitbart News. He initially expressed remorse about joining the Taliban but later said he was proud to take part in the Afghan jihad, the outlet said. Lind's early release comes about 3 years before the end of his 20-year jail stint, courtesy of a plea agreement, the article noted. In reaction to his release in 2019, then-President Donald Trump said, "I don't like it at all," Breitbart News reported. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, nominated Harris as the party's presidential candidate. According to Breitbart News, the move ignored the 14 million Democrats who voted for President Joe Biden, D, in the primary. Breitbart News noted. The expeditious coronation underscored the speed at which Democrats moved to coronate Harris, who has received exactly zero presidential primary votes in her political career. Harris dropped out of the 2020 presidential race before the Iowa caucuses and did not enter the race in 2024 until Biden endorsed her. Former President Barack Obama's, D, campaign mastermind, David Plouffe, is also joining Harris's presidential campaign, taking up the role of senior advisor, according to Breitbart News.